Governments and relief agencies knew almost immediately which parts of the globe had been hit by Sunday's tsunami, but they had very little first-hand information about how many people were in the path of the massive waves. So many disaster officials turned to a new kind of map developed by the U.S. military. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
The computer screen left little room for doubt. Budendra Badri says he knew immediately that a lot of people had probably died in the tsunami.
You couldn't have had a worse area because all the countries involved, most of them are the most heavily populated areas or countries in the world, starting with Indonesia, India, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Bangladesh.
And Badri could see that many of those people lived near the coast. That was because he was running a program called LandScan. It was developed at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, where Badri works.
What LandScan provides, it provides a very quick and easy estimate of how many people are at risk from a disaster.
And where they are. That's a major achievement. Census figures in some countries may be out of date or not exist at all. Elsewhere, they may be hard to get or fail to provide information on small areas. So LandScan improves on the census by figuring out how a given population is likely to be distributed. It uses satellite images to see where roads and rivers go and which areas light up at night. Those are sure signs of people. It uses topographical information to find steep hills. People almost never live there. The result is a map that divides the entire globe into 1 kilometer squares and estimates the population of each square. Badri says LandScan offered important clues about damage from the tsunami.
If you look at Sri Lanka, you know, a mile from the coast, you have over 273,000 people. And if you go to 2 miles, that number increases to about 960,000. And then about a 10-mile area would push the number out to 2 million.
Mikhail Smolka is a geographer from the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. He says LandScan maps are especially valuable when combined with maps that show other features. For a tsunami, Smolka says you might want to use LandScan with an elevation map.
You can say, okay, show me all those areas which are 0 to 3 feet above sea level. It'll highlight that, and you can then see how that overlays the population density in the LandScan data. And then you can say, well, show me the areas with the most density in that height range. And it'll immediately show you.
Nate Smith worked with LandScan at the U.S. Agency for International Development until a few weeks ago. He says the program was a big help when flooding struck Mozambique in 2000. Smith says that nation had just finished a very thorough census. Unfortunately, the census data didn't include information about the latitude and longitude of population centers.
So they had tremendous demographic information on every village in the country. However, we couldn't compare it with the flood information we had compiled from satellites.
It was impossible to see which villages needed help most. LandScan offered the best alternative. Smith says the program proved less useful a year ago when a massive earthquake shook Bam, Iran. Seismologists quickly produced a detailed map of the areas where the shaking was most violent, but it took days before anyone thought to combine that map with a LandScan population map.
If there was any way to have that in real time or near real time, it would have made the decisions for not just the U.S. rescue teams, but for the rest of the international community to mobilize their teams without any ambiguity about the decision they were making.
Scientists say there was no such delay as relief agencies included LandScan information in their responses to the tsunami. John Hamilton, NPR News.